FM Breakfast with Africa Milani.
It was on Wednesday when Supra Moomipelo, the former premier of the Northwest Province, took to the podium at Luthuli House to announce his early retirement from that office. And we've just learned that the ANC's NEC will be determining today whether or not he should be removed as chair of the ANC in that province. Joining me on the line is Northwest radio producer, host and analyst, Patrick Makinita. Patrick, it's lovely to chat to you again. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners.
The Auditor General, Kimi Makweto, was releasing his report on Thursday to Parliament, and not a single municipality in the Northwest Province managed a clean audit. We know that five departments in the provincial government, including the Department of the Premier, are now under the administration of the national government following certain interventions from the cabinet. This is a man who's really presided over what has turned out to be a messy province.
Yes, Africa, that's how it is. And immediately after it was released, the report was released that no municipality in the Northwest Province managed to have a clean audit. It raises so many questions without answers, especially to the residents of the province. We know that in the past few weeks, the angry residents who went rampage called for Supra Moomipelo to be removed as the premier of the Northwest. And you know, the report after being released by the Auditor General that the municipalities in the Northwest Province had a zero clear audit, then that's when the reaction of the people they put blame on the premier and they accused the ANC NEC for dragging their feet in terms of removing Moomipelo as the premier of the province. So the way the situation is in the province, I mean, with many like for instance five departments put under administration, including the office of the premier itself, it left the people of the province with no choice but to blame Moomipelo for the province being in this situation.
So, should the ANC's NEC this weekend decide to remove Supra as chair of the ANC in the Northwest Province, do you think the ordinary man and folk, man and woman on the streets of Northwest are going to be receiving this news very well? Because he is still a very popular man in the province.
Yes, so far, Moomipelo, he is, of course, still the popular man in the province based on the fact that he resigned or he went on an early retirement like he mentioned during his resignation. But the people of the province they are waiting for the feedback from the NEC to also remove Moomipelo as the chairperson of the organization in the province, because most people that we talked to during this period, they did indicate that Moomipelo, if he's being removed as the premier of the province and he still has power as the chairperson of the PEC, then that's not going to bring changes in the province in as far as politics and service delivery is concerned. So there are confusion that has erupted also in the province, because the PEC in the province, they are maintaining that the PEC is the only structure within the ANC in as far as the provincial government is concerned to recall Moomipelo as the chairperson of the organization. But as we know that the NEC will be meeting over the weekend to decide on who to take over from Mahuma Pelo. According to the information that we received is that the PEC has already sent three names to the ANC, NEC, in which they are indicating that one of the candidates to replace Mahuma Pelo must actually come from that three names that has been given to the NEC. But however, the people of the province are still waiting for the ANC to take that decision. And as far as the situation is concerned, I don't think it's going to be an easy thing for the ANC, NEC to deal with, because it's like the PEC in the province, they undermine the NEC of the ANC, because the NEC, like the Minister of Communication indicated earlier this week, that there will be three names. It's like the PEC of the province, they have already submitted those names
to the ANC, which is what is a procedure when there is going to be a change in leadership. We'll hold it there. Thank you very much, Patrick Makinita, the Northwest Radio producer, host and analyst. And obviously EWN will bring you the latest from that ANC-NEC meeting as things develop.